I have some great news for you this morning. Jesus Christ is returning soon. You know, I've heard that all the years of my life that I can recall, and there have been many groups, usually cults, like the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons and others like that, that have predicted his return on certain dates. They're still doing that, by the way. And when I began my ministry, there was a guy out in California that had fixed on a date about a year from then, and he said, I'm going to preach a series of sermons. I think he had 25 sermons, and every week he would count down until he was at 10, and then 9, and then 8, and the following week was supposed to be Judgment Day, and of course he got through his series of sermons, and of course nothing happened. And so then he said, well, I guess I miscalculated. There have been so many people that have tried to predict the end of the world, and the Bible says no one knows when Jesus Christ is going to return. And yet, now this sounds like a paradox, it sounds like it's a contradiction, but yet throughout the scripture, I gave you 7 verses there to take home with you today on the theme that Jesus Christ is returning home soon to earth here to bring about Judgment Day. I hope you'll look up all 7 of those and study them and pray about them and think about them, because the scripture says that we should know the signs of the times. In fact, Jesus kind of rebuked his disciples. He said, you can tell when there's going to be bad weather, you can tell when there's going to be good weather, you can tell when there's harvest time, and yet you don't seem to understand when the time of my return will come. Now, the reason there is confusion on this probably is the fact that we forget that with God there is no time. There is no time with God. For instance, it hasn't been 2,000 years since his birth, since Christmas. It just seems that way to us because God has given the human race time. I don't know why he did that. I have no idea why he did that, but he created the sun, the moon, the stars, and so on to create time. Now, with him, with God, there is no time. So God hasn't been waiting, since that would infer he had time. He will simply come at the moment and intersect time for us here, just like he did when he was born of the Virgin Mary. So it could be any moment, it could be any second, any part of our time when he decides to come. So the reason this kind of, on last Tuesday, I got a hold of a USA Today paper. I usually don't buy it, but if it's in a restaurant or something, there's one lying around, I quickly read it. And I saw this heading there, Christ is returning soon. And I thought, oh boy, here's another one of these crackpots that is predicting, you know, it'll be, I think right now, most of them are predicting 2012 toward, like Nostradamus and all those people that they use as trying to predict a date. Some are saying 2025 and so on. They're all kind of predictions. And, well, this is a crazy cook. I'll see a kook, see what they have to say here. And I was pleasantly and marvelously surprised. It is thoroughly biblical, quoting the Bible, the correct Bible verses, and it was donated by some Christian, some man or woman who is a Christian. It simply says at the bottom, if you want to send a donation, you want to do this, your privacy will be retained and so on. And he gives gave 8 reasons why Christ Jesus is returning soon. And they're biblical. They're marvelous. I thought, wow, I'm going to share that with the people on Sunday. So I have jotted them down here, and I want to share with you. I hope you get excited about this. I believe it's God's intention that every generation should assume Christ is returning during their lifetime. We know the New Testament church did that. We know that the Thessalonians, we talked about that 2 weeks ago, thought Jesus was going to return in their lifetime. The disciples, no doubt, thought Jesus was going to return in their lifetime. And I think God expects us to believe he is going to return in our lifetime. You know, I've already discussed that numerous times. By the way, this Sunday was when I promised. Some of you keep track of those things and probably wonder whether I'm going to announce today what my big secret is that I told you about 3 weeks ago. Well, I thought I'd know by now, but I don't. I found out this week it'll be 2 more weeks. So in 2 more weeks, I'll tell you. And it's interesting. Some are trying to figure it out. Somebody said that they got a little group together and they figured it out. She said, "Would you tell me if we're right or not?" I said, "Sure, I will." And she said, "Well, we all figured out. We know what it is. You're selling everything." And of course, that's true. Everything I have, except for Sylvia and the two kids, everything is for sale. That's positively true. I'm selling everything. Antiques. I gotta see you. I've got an idea there. Okay. Anyway, I am, and they figured it out. Well, you must be selling for a reason, and we've decided you and Sylvia are probably going to move to Florida. I said, "Nope, that's not it. No, we are not." So anyway, that's all I want to say for now. I'll tell you in 2 weeks. Anyway, some people think that one of the greatest of the predictions that the Bible talks about Christ's return, is that before Christ returns, Israel will be reestablished. Now, you got to be kind of careful with this one. You know that Israel, the country called Israel, was formed in 1948. And a lot of people think that's in fulfillment of the Bible. I'm not quite sure it is. I don't think it is. Because in the New Testament, we are told that the new Israel is us. We are the new Israel, the Holy Christian Church, the people of God. That's what the new Israel is. So I think that one's a little bit confusing, perhaps. But I heard a rabbi this past week. Every time I tune into a rabbi on TV, I just love to listen to the rabbis. They know the Old Testament. They really know the Old Testament. I am so, now the name is flitting out of my mind again now. Oh, Zola Levitt. How many of you knew Zola Levitt? Did you ever watch him? Only 3 or 4. Oh, what a shame. What a marvelous theologian, Christian. He was a Christian Jew. And oh, could that guy preach. I love to listen to Zola Levitt. You can get some of his books, by the way. A marvelous idea. Now there's a new guy. Youssef is his name. Now Youssef is also a Christian. So there are a lot of Jews that have accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now, the average Jew does not. They think Christ is still coming. But the Jews that have committed themselves to Jesus Christ, they're called Messianic Jews, who believe Christ is the Messiah. And Youssef is one of those. If you happen to get him on TV, watch and listen. Very, very good Christian preacher. I was telling you, I like to listen to rabbis because they're pretty good. They're knowledgeable. And he said, that was just this last week, I thought of it because of this message here today. Jesus Christ is coming soon. He says that there's 2 resolutions coming up at the United Nations. The end of this year or the first of next year, 2012, there are 2 resolutions that are already formed and coming before the UN, and both of them have to do with Israel. And so he was predicting that this means that we have 7 more years yet before Christ returns. He has this all worked out. And then he looks into the camera, and I thought it was kind of cute. He's an older guy. But he says, "How sure am I of this?" Well, he says, "Not real sure." So he was admitting nobody really knows. But the reason he was a little confused about whether or not it's more than 7 years before Christ returns was that there is a prophecy, and I knew immediately what he was going to be seeing, because one of the Old Testament prophecies says that before Christ returns, there will be a physical war. Now, immediately your mind turns to Armageddon. He didn't mean Armageddon. There's another war where three countries, they think it's probably going to be Russia, Syria, and some other country they don't know quite yet, will come and battle against Israel. There's supposed to be 3 million soldiers in that valley there. It'll probably be the same valley where Armageddon was. I don't know if it's literal or if it's figurative. But at any rate, the prophet says the army of 3 million will not defeat Israel. And you know why? Because God's going to produce an earthquake. And the earthquake is going to open up the ground, and 1 million of the enemy soldiers are going to disappear. One-third the army, it says. 1 million would disappear into the ground. And so the rabbi says, so that army, that hasn't happened yet, so it might be longer than 7 years. And I thought that was kind of cute, because he was admitting nobody really knows. Now, but at any rate, 7 years, 12 years, 25 years, how long do you think it'll be yet in human time before Christ decides to return? I would love it. I would just love it. You know, I don't expect to live many years more yet. You know, the heart is there and everything. But I certainly do believe with all my heart, I do believe that it could be in the next 10, 15 years. I sure hope it is. I would love it if it would be in the middle of the Packer game today. The thing I want to get you excited about this morning is that Jesus Christ is coming soon. Positively, he is. Now listen to the reasons why we believe this, and these are all very, very biblical. Nothing wrong with Christ says we ought to know the signs of the times. We ought to be prepared. We ought to be ready. The first one is that about the new state of Israel. I'm confused about that. I don't know what to tell you about it. I would say it could be, and then again it couldn't be. Let's just forget that one. But the one that the next one biblically says that there will be a plummeting. The Bible calls it a falling away of morality. Good grief, you've heard me preach enough about this. That certainly has been fulfilled. The morality of our nation. Good grief. What a sinful nation we are. And it's getting worse. There's no doubt about it. It is. It is. The immorality of our culture and the first, I would start with abortion. We are a murdering nation, murdering human beings. God cannot appreciate that. And the biggest sin that the New Testament seems to talk about, that God abhors, is homosexuality. Look what's happened in America to homosexuality. The president of our country has practically made it he cheers it on. He's one of the most anti-Christian presidents we've ever had in our nation. Just horrible. Anyway, that's a sign Jesus Christ is coming soon. Next one. Wars and rumors of wars. Since 1870, there's an organization, I don't even remember its name, that has kept track of the wars, the little scrimmages in this country, that country. Always been wars, wars, always have been wars. Do you know there are more now than there's ever been? In terms of every 10 years, every 10 years, every 10 years, how many wars have there been and so on? More right now than ever before in the history of the world. Another sign, Jesus Christ is coming soon. There are so many wars. And another one similar to that earthquakes, famines. You know that there's always been earthquakes, famines. Do you know there's also another organization, I think I had that name here. Anyway, since 2010, that's only 1 year ago. Since 2010, there have been more earthquakes annually than ever before in the history of the world. Scripture calls that a sign that Christ will return soon. And we better listen to some of these things. Earthquakes are occurring. Well, think of the one in Japan. More severely and more often than ever in the history of the world. The Bible says, when you see these things, I'm coming soon. All right, so there's another one. In Daniel 12:4, I didn't put down the Bible verses, but we can maybe copy. I don't know if we can copy this or not legally, but at any rate, we can get the Bible verses to you. I gave you seven of them right there in your text there. That education will be more common and traveling will be more common. Is there any generation you know of in the history of the world where there's been more traveling than now? We travel everywhere. And the Bible says that when right before Jesus Christ returns, people will be traveling all over the place. Well, that certainly fits right now. We're traveling everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. The sign biblically says that means Jesus Christ will return soon. Now, here's one you've heard about, the Antichrist. Who is the Antichrist? And has he appeared before already? Some think he was one of the pharaohs. Some think it was one of the Roman emperors. Some think it was just that, you know. I believe there have been many antichrists. The President of the United States is one of them. No question about it. He is anti-Christian. No question about it. And that there will be the Battle of Armageddon. That's the one that no one knows will be a real battle. Does it mean evil against good? Is it a spiritual battle? Well, that certainly is taking place right now. That's certainly literally true in our world today. So these are all evidences that Jesus Christ is going to return soon. Soon. Well, all right, I got several more here. Cults. Ever since I entered the ministry, that's already 54 years ago now, I think. You know, cults have always been around. And some of them are very smooth. I remember years ago when Sylvia and I visited the Mormon temple in Utah. We had a girl, I'd say maybe 18, 20 years old, something like that, that gave us the tour. Listen to the choir and so on, and show us the order. At the end of her tour, she gave a little 10-minute speech about how much she loved Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is my favorite friend. Jesus Christ has changed my life. I hope you believe in Jesus Christ because he's so wonderful. And he's changed, and she went on and on and on. Now, of course, she never called him God. They don't believe he is God. They just think he's a terrific guy. And the Mormons believe he started out as a human being. After all, the Bible talks about his birth. And then he grew up, and he was spiritual, and he became more godly and godly. And finally, he became God. And the Mormons believe that you and I can become gods, just like Jesus and so on. I mean, you know, something, I don't want to get into politics again here. Good grief. What a rotten thing that has turned out to be in our country. But the next one is called apostasy. That means people falling away. Now, I got to say something that's a little political here. On this next one, that he or she quotes here, It says before the Lord returns, there will be apostasy. That means people falling away from the church. And the Bible says that it'll get so bad, so confusing, that the elect, the ones that God has chosen, the elect will fall away. And to prevent that, Jesus will return immediately to protect his church, so that the church is not lost. But that's how serious it's going to get. Apostasy. Now, I got to tell you this. In the last 10 years, there have been two pretty prominent, quote, Christian leaders in America. Rick Warren, some of you will know the name, he wrote the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, The Purpose-Driven Church, and so on. 10, 12 years ago, very famous author, trying to convey a Christian message in America. A lot of churches read that book, studied in Bible class, and so on. Rick Warren. The second one is Joel Osteen, down in, is it Houston? And has 30, 40,000 people that come to hear him every weekend. Supposedly Christian, supposedly. Kind of like Robert Schuller was. Peace, love, happiness, joy, woo! You know, never talks about sin, never talks about repentance, never talks about change, never talks about hell, never talks about the full gospel of the Word of God. Just always, love, wonderful, come and hear me again. You'll be happy again next Sunday. You'll be able to go home. What I don't know the right name for a guy to begin with, but certainly not preaching the full gospel. Now, in the past 6 months, both of these have come apostate. Both of them. Rick Warren has become a universalist. He no longer says Jesus Christ is the only Savior. He believes Islam's will be saved some other way. Well, that's all I have to say. He's no longer a solid child of God. He believes there are other ways to be saved. That's not the Christian view. That's not the biblical view. Rick Warren is apostate. Last week, Joel Osteen, good grief. We knew he was off base, but now we know how far off he is. He has often said, I have no theological training. Well, boo-hoo, you can say that again. He certainly hasn't. He doesn't know the Bible. He looks for little verses. Jesus Christ loves you. Oh, that's why I'll preach on that. You know, he doesn't know the content of the Bible, and now publicly he's told the whole United States, the whole world really, he is now apostate. You know what that means? He has fallen away from the basic Christian truth. You know how? He got into the argument about whether or not, I can't even think of the guy's name. I don't care, quite frankly, there's only one Republican candidate that I would give 10 cents for. And if you want to know who he is, I'll be happy to tell you. But the point is, this was one of them that's a Mormon. And apparently he's some sort of a front runner right now, Mormon. Well, I've got to tell you something. I know a lot about the Mormon faith. And quite frankly, if he believes any of that ridiculous nonsense, that is one of the most warped religions in the world. It's not Christian. They claim to be Christian. They're not. They don't believe Jesus is true God. They don't believe he is the Savior of the world. They have all kind of things, and all their secrets. They go in the temple, and they get a secret. That all has to do with handshakes. You know, there have been Mormons that finally have seen the light and left the Mormons and become true Christians. They tell us all this nonsense that they were taught. You go into the temple, And you're taught different handshakes. It's supposed to be very, very secret. You're supposed to say that you want your throat slashed and your stomach cut open if you ever tell anyone these secrets. And these secrets have to do with handshakes. After you die, you're supposed to be on the way to heaven. See, you're becoming little gods and all this and that. And you're on your way to heaven and you meet different angels that are there to double check. Are you supposed to be coming this way? And then if you don't know the handshake, you got to get it right. And if you don't, he stops you. Now, if you get it right, then you can go to the next and see if you got another handshake. Now, quite frankly, any sane human being that believes that idiocy, I don't know if I want him to be president. Something wrong with the mentality of such an individual to believe such a pathetic religion and call it Christian. All I'm trying to say is the two leading Christians, is Jesus Christ coming soon? You bet he is. When Christian leaders become apostate. Well, I think maybe I'll just stop here. Let me give you a few statistics that I find fascinating. This has nothing to do with the topic, but I just want you to know this. In the Christian world as of today, this is recent, in the last month, there are 3.2 billion Christians. Well, what do we say, 6.5, 7 billion people in the world? Say 7 billion to, 7 billion people in the world. 3.2 billion are Christians. Isn't that wonderful? We are the largest religious group, counting all the cults, counting all the religions, counting everything else. No group is larger than the Christian church. Isn't that something to celebrate this morning? That's 3.2 million. Now, the next largest group are the Muslims. They are 1.6 billion. Then the next group, pretty close to 1 billion, are the Hindus. And then come the Buddhists, about 486 million, not billion, million, so a much smaller group. And now the part that really tickles me, 137 atheists. I love that. In the last 10, 15, 20 years, the atheists are going straight backwards. They're going straight backwards. When you talk about how fast groups are growing, the Christians are growing at 80,000 a day. Every day, there's 80,000 more Christians. Isn't that delightful? You know what's happening to the atheists? Every day, 300,000 of them fall away from their atheistic view. The atheists are beginning to realize they've got a really stupid religion, and it's not true. And so the largest, Bertrand Russell's daughter's written a book about her dad and stuff. You know, the atheists, thank you, God, are becoming fewer and fewer and fewer every day. Isn't that wonderful? I just thought you'd enjoy that. All right, let's just conclude by saying, as we say the Lord's Prayer every day, one of the things we say is, "Thy kingdom come." Every day when you've been saying the Lord's Prayer, you've been saying, "Please, Lord, come quickly." Like at the end of the Bible, it says, "Amen, Lord, please come quickly." That's what we're praying. Please, God, if it could be today, that would be really great. But maybe not today, maybe tomorrow. But please come quickly. Amen.